Hello, everyone. The holidays were great. I don't know how to say this. On 12/26/2019, I got a call from my uncle. Well, I guess you could say it's one of those calls that every daughter dreads to hear. Is that your father may not survive the night. So, of course, what did I do? I put on a pair of pants and a t-shirt, my jacket, my shoes. I get in the van as quick as I can, drive out to Southern Hills Hospital. I got there around 9:45. Of course, I had to go through the emergency room entrance because the main door to the hospital is locked after 9 p.m. Okay, that's beside the point. Anyway, I got there and I talked to the nurse that's looking over my dad and everything. I tell the nurse that I'm his daughter. And she has this shocked expression on her face. It leaves me there standing, looking confused as to why she had that expression on her face when I told her that I was his daughter. Well, so anyway, I shoved that aside and they tell me where he is. Well, she actually told me where his room is. So I go in there. He's laying there. He had one hell of a black eye that apparently had been healing over time already. And so I go in there and I look at him for a few minutes. You know, I thought before I got there that I thought, you know, he's going to be fine. He's going to be aggravating the nurses, the doctors, you know, his usual flirty self, right? God, how wrong was I? Like I said, his eyes were closed. He had I shouldn't really say massive black eye, but it was bruised, you know, around the eyebrow, down to where it's just over the cheek bone a little. I pinched that spot between your thumb and index finger. I tickled his feet. I tried to tickle the spot behind his neck, which I know that would aggravate him, you know, and he would tell you to quit, you know, not in an angry tone or anything, but just he would tell you to quit because it tickled, you know, and I got no response, nothing, not from tickling his feet, pinching his hand. I went over to the left side of him. I holler in his ear, telling him that it was me. Please wake up and look at me. Nothing. I saw him, what I didn't know was his last breath. So I sat down and next thing you know, I look at the monitor above my head, behind me a bit. It was a word that I was not familiar with, but I should have been. It said ASTOL, which in medical terms, I found out later on that all the electrical activity in his heart had stopped. I'm having a difficult time doing this as I'm recording it. But I need to get this out in the open. I cried. I screamed out for him. Hoping he would hear me and come back to me. To my mom. But he didn't. I collapsed onto the floor. I was a mess. You probably don't want to hear this, but at 10:30, his heart quit beating. I guess I shouldn't say it's a good thing, but I'm glad he waited till I got there. I'm glad he's not suffering anymore. He doesn't have to be in this cruel world anymore. He lived for 40 years of my life. 36 years he was married to my mom. It wasn't a great one, you know? But what marriage is? But mom still loved him. And somewhere inside I knew that, I think, and knew that Dad still loved her too. Even though they lived separately for the remaining years of his life. Now please, don't think my mom was cruel. She couldn't live with him anymore. It's nothing he did that was wrong, you know. He quit caring for her. He quit taking care of her. That may have made him seem like he was a bit heartless, and maybe he was. But deep down underneath all that, he still loved her. Hell, I did too. No matter how bad it was between us. During my teenage years, when I got in my 20s, to the time I moved out and but I still loved him. Was he a perfect man? No. Was I a perfect daughter? Hell no. But I still loved him, and I knew he still loved me. Okay, I guess enough of this ranting. Well, not really ranting, but a ramble, I guess you could say. I'm not looking for pity or anything, and I'm guessing that my mom's not really either. She is just taking it day by day, as well as I am. Anyway, he was laid to rest on the 26th. I'm sorry, not the 26th, but the 31st of December. Yes, I know, New Year's Eve, which made my New Year's Eve suck, because I was stuck at a funeral home and then a cemetery in Nolensville, Tennessee. Okay, for anybody who might not know where that is, that's a city outside of Nashville, in a way, like maybe 15, 30 minutes outside of Nashville. (sighs) And Nolensville is one of these cities you can't make it by interstate. You have to drive down the back roads to get to it. I know, because I've driven that road several times to get there. But like I said, enough of this ramble. Just wanted to let you all know that I'm doing okay. I'm gonna start recording again. Hell, I tried to yesterday. There was just too many people getting in and out of cars, car alarms going off and talking and whatnot. So, just rest assured, there'll be another audio coming soon. I miss doing it, honestly. But with the recent events, as mentioned, I just haven't had it in me to record. Like I said, I did try yesterday, but everybody around me kept me from fulfilling the recording, or not fulfilling, but completing it anyway, without anybody being loud around me, talking, getting in and out of cars, turning on or off their car alarms. People with loud monster trucks, such as a Dodge or a Ford or Chevy or anything like that. Anyway, to all of everybody, I hope you all had a happy Christmas, and hope y'all had a better start to the new year than I did. Anyway, I love you all. Mwah. I'm blowing you all kisses. Be watching out. Be looking for the next audio to come out soon. Again, I love you all. Mwah. Bye. Or not really bye, but looking forward to speaking to you all later, either in comments or private comments. Hell, it doesn't matter. Private comments, comments under this audio, ramble, audio, something like that. Anyway. Talk to y'all later.